Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
And Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. We start with the weather. A lot of people waking up thinking, is it going to be cold enough to deal with ice and snow for the morning commute? The good news is no. However, high winds have been an issue. And we go direct to the National Weather Service office here in Pittsburgh, meteorologist Shannon Heffern. Shannon, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Larry. How are you doing?
Doing well. I saw noted in Wheeling a wind gust of 62 miles an hour and noticed in my neighborhood, it's trash night. There's a lot of trash cans blown over, a lot of debris. So the windy conditions came, but it looks like most of the moisture is going to be moving out before the morning commute's over.
That's right. Yeah, it's in the 40s right now, so the morning commute should not be an issue. But if you check into the Ohio area, it is dropping fast over in Columbus area into the 20s. So that colder air is going to be pushing in the next couple hours, probably by midday. Luckily, the temperatures with the daytime heating and the surface of the ground, it shouldn't be too icy in the afternoon. But as the snow kind of pushes in, like periods of snow, it could be icy in the evening commute, especially after dark.
Are we still talking, Shannon, about not much accumulation?
Really not much accumulation. Maybe into the ridges there would be some lighter accumulations, but nothing for like a winter weather advisory. It's just going to be a light coating, but we know in the light coating around this area, you can still get some problem areas, accidents from that. So we want everybody to be cautious this evening, and especially in the morning commute if there's anything like a light coating.
But again, the morning commute looks like well above the freezing mark, so no worries about that happening this morning.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, it is breezy out there, so you're going to still need a coat because it's in the 40s, but with the wind chills, with the wind, it feels like in the 30s, and the temperatures would be dropping. But, yeah, watch out for the trash cans or decorations. I saw some twig branches on the road, so make sure that doesn't, like, puncture your tire. So, but, yeah, it's pretty breezy out there.
All right, while we have you, the rest of the weekend looks dry, though, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, Saturday, Sunday, looking for tomorrow, it'll be up into the 40s, and then but it'll drop. Sunday's highs will be in the mid to upper 30s. Overnight lows will be, it'll be cold tonight. It'll be like in near the teens, up the low 20s, but nothing like last weekend where we had a winter system. It's pretty dry, so if you're doing some holiday shopping, you should be good.
Yeah, they call it Super Saturday at the malls. Did you hear this? Yeah. 158.9 million people are expected to be out shopping.
Well, I can tell you, Larry, I bumped into a lot of them yesterday at Ross Park Mall. The place was crawling.
That's
I mean,
like
it was packed
school.
In there.
Oh, yeah, I'm staying away from that. I'm like, I'm happy I'm actually working. I'm like, I don't want to be around that.
That's why you're a scientist. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shannon.
Have a good one, guys.
All right. Meteorologist Shannon Heffron at the National Weather Service office here in Pittsburgh.
You know, any talk about the economy that's been on the downside would be hard to buy into if you were in person at Ross Park Mall yesterday. I mean, we're talking about the Thursday before the week of Christmas now, right? This is what I was I would expect to see, like, on a Tuesday ahead of a Christmas week. I mean, it really was that busy. I parked all the way out on the perimeter of the parking lot because that was all that was available.
Listen, I'm with you. I stopped to pick something up at Ross Park Mall earlier in the week on Wednesday, and I had a hard time finding a place to park, and it was just lunchtime.
Mm-hmm.
That said, holiday travel also picks up significantly, as you might expect. The Federal Aviation Administration expects the busiest day to be this Friday. That's today. CBS correspondent Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago.
The FAA says almost 52,000 flights will take off for jolly destinations today alone. The group Airlines for America says the busiest travel days are today through Sunday, Friday, December 6th, and Sunday, December 28th. American Airlines says they're fully ready for the winter weather with de-icing operations at key airports such as here in Chicago at O'Hare and Boston's Logan Airport. Chicago-based United Airlines says the most popular international holiday destinations include Cancun, London, and Frankfurt. The most popular New Year's Eve destinations include Orlando, Las Vegas, and Honolulu. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
Yeah, so there you go. But 158.9 million shoppers tomorrow out and about. But you remember when you would go, this was like old school. It used to be like this.
That's how it felt when I went there yesterday at the mall. It felt like everybody was out at the, that's what we did.
Right.
And there, this wasn't all people going, you know, taking their walking time at the mall either. There were a few of those, but most everyone had bags. They were going from one store to the next. I had to wait in line at the store I was at to see some. I was there to pick up a new computer at the Apple store.
I think you're a little too big to sit on Santa's lap.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you should have seen the line for Santa yesterday as well.
Look what the wind blowed in. There he is, Pat Septak, our news editor.
He's been wearing a Christmas theme top all week.
This one says Griswold on the back, double zeros, and it has a moose with a Christmas look on the front. That's actually a very cool.
So we're talking,
it's like a hockey jersey.
What's they call it?
Wally World.
Is that Christmas Vacation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wally World with Chevy Chase. Anyway. So there you have it, and we're at 43 right now, so no worries of ice or snow for the morning commute. The day's news, weekday afternoons at 5, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, Demand the Yellow Van, Colin Dunlap, 2 to 6, who was broadcasting live yesterday from Children's Hospital in the atrium there. They call it the Dream Big Studios, and the 72nd annual UPMC Children's Hospital Telethon with KDK. And for us here on radio, we started it. It'll be 80 years next year. And in 1933, the Pittsburgh Press and the Press Old Newsboys were the genesis for the Free Care Fund, Paul, when, you know, Children's Hospital was more or less in its infancy. It started in 1890, 135 years ago, with 15 beds. And of course, no child denied medical care because of, you know, financial issues. So that's why we do what we do.
It's mind-bending to think how much medicine has changed from the time of the beginning of Children's Hospital to what we have today.
And the innovations. That place is spectacular in Lawrenceville. And the Free Care Fund, with your support, raised $1,949,759.
Next year, more than two.
Yeah.
Let's go for $2 million.
Because it'll be our 80th here for KDK Radio. Pretty impressive, Aaron. And when you're at Children's Hospital, and I think of Colin and dealing with leukemia with his daughter, who is, you know, a remarkable young lady, but imagine what that's like going through for a mom and dad and, you know, sibling and their son. And I think Colin's definitely changed by that experience, and in a good way, and wants to give back and help. So,
well, yeah, talk about perspective. After something like that, it's so clear what matters in life.
You heard Michael Spaciopoli, the big boss, in the editorial talking about the gravity of the heavy news, and that's real, and that's part of what we have to do, but also keep in mind gratitude and,
well, again,
the wonderful people and things that happen here.
All of the great things that are done at Children's Hospital on a daily basis, those things are routine, right? You know, it doesn't move the needle much for news unless it's a new breakthrough procedure of some kind or maybe a miraculous recovery. But, I mean, what is going on there every day is outstanding, top-of-the-line work that deserves recognition.
It was pretty emotional being there, guys, seeing the families and the kids. And, you know, it's a blessing to have a facility like that here. And we certainly don't take it for granted, and we thank you for your generosity, because this radio station and the people in this region for decades and decades, they've looked at it around the country, especially when it started in a big way with Jack Bogut and the Farkleberries, and Jack is still with us, and they just are blown away by the generosity of people. They say, how do you do that? And Jack used to tell them, I don't do it, it's the people here. And so that was a great editorial. Just remember all the good things and the gratitude we have for the people that we get to interact with.
I think it's important to keep it in mind when, you know, these stories that we're covering this morning, for example, you know, dominate the news. They're attention-getting stories and they're tragic and involve death, but we have to cover them. But at the same time, they drown out the conversation, I think, a little too much about the good things in life.
Yeah,
right.
Nice to seek that balance. And guess what? I got to work with John Shumway.
I know. I saw it on my X feed. Congratulations. Oh, that made me happy to see that pic last night.
He said to say hello, and I told him all about you, Aaron.
Reunited, and it felt so good.
Oh, my God. We were together in this studio for 16 years.
And then, of course, on television even more.
Yeah, for 5 years on TV before that. And I said, John, you're still on TV. I still see it on the big screen in here. It's like you're still in the studio. But he says to say hello to everybody, and he's doing very well. I got one story. I love these real true stories, right?
Yes.
Dropping a few F-bombs while wrestling a Christmas tree up a flight of stairs might actually help you do the trick. A new study has found that swearing can lower physical inhibitions, making you feel stronger and perform better.
I'm a free man.
My wife's family must feel like,
oh, wow,
Arnold Schwarzenegger. The way they see it, a lot of people unconsciously hold themselves back, and then letting loose with some potty mouth verbiage can help you focus when you're trying to do something physically taxing. So I grew up in a home where, you know, four boys and a sister, you would think there would be more swearing. But then when I met my wife's family, oh, my own.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Even their dog barked the F-bomb. That dog was strong too, so must be something to it. We ask that if you're in public, you just mumble it under your breath. And yesterday, with all the news, an executive order signed by President Trump in part said this: the federal government's long delay in recognizing the medical use of marijuana does not serve the Americans who report health benefits from medical marijuana's use to ease chronic pain and other various medically recognized ailments. This has been a long time coming, but what does it actually mean to us? And a local expert who I've known for many years, Gina Wenzel's with us, who is co-founder of Plant Media Project, among your other achievements. But you have been very, very, very passionate about this particular subject for a long time. Gina, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me on.
And one of the surprises in this, Gina, is Republican United States Senator Dave McCormick was actually at odds with the president on this. He signed a letter along with some other senators trying to get them not to do this. So sort through the details for us, please.
Yeah, because it does sound very exciting, right? The headlines make you think that this is really, really good for cannabis. And I would hope that, you know, folks realize what the differentiation is here. So we're going to dive into this a bit. So what does rescheduling a drug actually mean, right? And so just to do a little backtrack, the Controlled Substances Act is the statute that was established for federal U.S. drug policy passed by Richard Nixon back in the 70s. And what it does is it organizes drugs based on their ability for either medical use or abuse. And so at the right now, as it had stood, was that cannabis was listed as a Schedule I drug. This would be the same as heroin. And so this executive order says to move marijuana from Schedule I to Schedule III, which would be the same category as ketamine. So what does this mean? Well, it means that cannabis, like you mentioned, will no longer officially be defined as having no medical value. And we've talked about how there's many, many states that have cannabis as a medical plant that's used. So now the federal government's making that. Federal agencies like the DEA, HHS, and FDA will now treat cannabis more like a regulated medicine, and it'll give it more fewer barriers to research and study cannabis, which is important. But what it does not do, and this is really important for our listeners to know, is that this does not make cannabis federally legal. It does not legalize adult use cannabis sales, and it certainly does not free anybody that was incarcerated for cannabis. So this does not end federal prohibition. But it could, because of this rescheduling, change some of the minds of the federal government as it relates to stigma. And I think that, you know, what we're hearing is a big pushback, because the folks that have never wanted cannabis to be even seen as a medicine are really speaking up now. But President Trump's executive order now fast tracks to the Attorney General to speed up this process from scheduling. But where it stands right now, as of today, cannabis is still a Schedule I drug. And so just because he did the executive order doesn't mean that it happens overnight. And the exact timeline is quite unclear of when this will actually go through.
However, in your, as you just pointed out, didn't go far enough, this is a major change, because a Schedule I drug is something that put it at great odds. In fact, I'm actually blown away that states individually have been able, almost half the states exactly, have already done this, and they're at odds with the federal government. So how do you think it'll change in terms of, you mentioned people who have been incarcerated because of cannabis. How will this change, or will it help free some of those people on a state level?
No, it just certainly will not. I mean, this still will have no national safety framework. And that's why I want to be excited about it, because it is a change. It is a major change, you know, seeing this rescheduling. But despite the fact that marijuana is legalized for adult use in 24 states, and like you said, medical use is 40 states, the federal government, though, has no established standards. So this is for safety and regulation, or even how to protect the workers. And this sort of rescheduling really benefits corporations the most. It'll provide a major tax break for marijuana companies, but it really doesn't deliver very much for consumer patients or those harmed by criminalization. So we, you know, as activists, you know, we're really still fighting for full legalization. We want to end the federal criminal penalties for cannabis possession and allow the states to set their own policies without federal interference. So definitely progress, but not quite justice.
And you know, Gina, because of being at odds with the federal government, for instance, they can't advertise or the money exchange. How does that work where you have states, as you pointed out, 40 of them with medical marijuana allowances, but how does that work economically if it's still illegal at the federal level?
It is really messy, you know, because, you know, even, you know, with Plant Media Project, you know, the reason I even had to start this business was that, you know, I've had my Easy Street company for many years. And when I started wanting to work with and do special events and marketing for cannabis companies, the local banks here in Pittsburgh said that I was not allowed to do business with them because they're federally recognized as touching the plant, and the plant is still federal listed Schedule I drug. So I had to start a separate business that allowed me to establish myself as a non-plant touching business, but I am a business that works with cannabis companies. And so I had to establish a new company, Plant Media Project, in another state, in Maryland, where I was able to find a bank that would safely bank with me, understanding that I myself am not plant touching at all, but that would allow me to accept funds from cannabis companies.
That's fascinating.
So it really has been, you know, such a challenge. And now the, you know, as you think about all of the cannabis companies in Pennsylvania, you know, there's nowhere place for them to put their money. So there's just cash and lots of cash, you know, in vaults, you know, all over the state, because they can't safely bank. So a big push with this is, yes, we want, it's great that these big businesses in cannabis will get tax breaks, but it's not really helping any of the consumers. And so this is something that the headlines can look really good. And, you know, I do want to celebrate the progress where we can get it. You know, this has been a long time. You and I have been having these conversations, and I certainly, you know, don't want to undermine the fact that what President Trump did, it was started, you know, like I said, back in the Biden administration in 23, and then it was paused. But this executive order goes straight to the attorney general, and he's saying, let's speed this process up of rescheduling. So that is, you know, with the president making this statement, and also, you know, there was a part of what he said yesterday related to CBD that I think is important as well, because he announced that a new Medicare program would allow certain older adults to access the legal forms of CBD at no cost if they get recommended by a doctor. And so CBD doesn't have the psychoactive properties that THC does, but it can have a lot of medical benefits. And, you know, whether it's a topical cream, you know, that you can put on where your aches and pains are, or if it's something that you might ingest, it can really help in many ways, but it can be expensive. So with these changes, you know, it might be able to, you know, go to your doctor, let them know that you're having some pain and get this plant prescribed to you as a medicine and maybe even have it covered for you. So there are some positive threads in here, but there's still a lot of ways. There's still a lot for us to do to get cannabis to a place where folks won't get thrown in jail over it. This sounds really really great, but if someone, you know, crosses the state line, they're still very much, if even from an adult use state to an adult use state, once you cross a border, you're now, you know, interstate commerce is a federal crime. And so this continues to be a concern. And as exciting as the headlines are, we do need to take a beat and understand that this rescheduling is progress, but it's not justice.
And for those that don't know, the governor, Shapiro here, had it in his budget for recreational adult use, but that was voted down. We'll see if that executive order yesterday changes that. Gina, appreciate the time.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Gina Venzel, co-founder of the Plant Media Project, and she knows about as much about this as I know of anybody, certainly around here.
U.S. Attorney Leah Foley confirmed last night speculation about the man found dead inside a New Hampshire storage facility.
Law enforcement collectively believe that we have the person, that we identified the person, and that person is dead, and that he was the person responsible not only for the Brown shootings, but for the Brookline shooting.
A Brookline shooting meaning about that MIT professor who was gunned down, they say, by Claudio Neves Valente. Both of those men, by the way, Larry, the MIT professor and Valente, went to school together and lived in Portugal.
It just doesn't add up, as typically these things don't. Just horrific.
Now, about the weather, we were thinking it might be snowing about this time, or about to snow, when we were doing this yesterday, but it's turned out to be a pretty good deal. Here's what is to come.
So the morning commute should not be an issue, but if you check into the Ohio area, it is dropping fast over in Columbus area into the 20s, so that colder air is going to be pushing in probably by midday.
Yeah, and some of those wind gusts, Wheeling, by the way, 62 miles an hour. And a lot of debris spread around the region, but it moves so fast that the moisture associated with it, the heaviest part, is already east of the city.
Right. Most people slept right through it when it swept the area around 3 a.m. That was Shannon Heffron talking to Larry earlier here.
What I thought of first was, Annie M., when I got up this morning, because I could hear the wind howling.
Yeah. Right. Well, the Steelers are at Detroit on Sunday. It's not a must-win game, Larry, but it's a pretty good-sized test for yeah, them, right?
It is. But the good news, after they frozen tundra at Acrisure Monday, they're indoors.
Yeah, it's a track meet, right?
Yeah, so that'll be comfortable. And unfortunately, Pitt's magical run to their fifth Final Four in volleyball ended with their only sweep of the season, with Texas A&M taking them out. And they'll play Kentucky on Sunday for the national championship. What a season. I just would love to see them get a national championship.
They'll have to try again next year. They've been to the Final Four.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.